Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Larry Bluestein, Danny Garcia, we take you up until 8 o'clock this evening. Don't forget, big game this evening, the NCAA championship game. Hopefully next year at this time, right here in Miami, University of Miami could be in it. Made a good push this year, having a really good offseason. Got a chance to see a couple of their top players perform over the weekend at the Battle of Miami. With Darian Coleman, certainly one of the players, and then getting a quarterback for next year as well. Somebody who covers this thing wall to wall, 365, Azubi Charles from canesport.com, is kind enough to join us this evening. Azubi, thanks so much for taking the time. Big doings out there this weekend. Not only did we get a chance to see some top football talent, but also some visitors that came on campus.
Yeah, huge weekend for Miami hosting their junior day. And you know, luckily enough, they hosted the same weekend as Battle Miami. So, you know, a ton of talent from across the country, not just South Florida, flowing through those doors down there at Coral Gable. And, you know, a great chance for Miami to kind of introduce themselves to a lot of these, you know, future stars of the world, the 2028s, the 2027s of the world. And, you know, you get a good visit from a 2026 guy as well. So a ton of talent, you know, made their way through Coral Gables this past weekend for Junior Day.
Yeah, what's the feeling with, you know, obviously with the transfer portal? I mean, they got some really good kids. Carson Beck obviously is somebody that a lot of people know very well, but they did extremely well. The Xavier Lucas deal is kind of crazy in itself. Obviously, that's a lot of finger pointing. But Jack Nichol, who a lot of people didn't know about, Luke Nichol's older brother, was one of the guys that highly recruited guy. Talk about that. To go with what we talk about, you and I, every time we talk about what a great class they had for 2024, what a great class they had for 2025. But nowadays we're finding out to be successful, not only do you have to have an outstanding portal, but you have to also do well with your recruiting.
Yeah, I think Miami kind of really addressed the holes that, you know, they needed to throughout the portal. And like you mentioned, you know, getting a guy like Jack Nichol, Luke Nichols, you know, older brother, obviously awesome to have family there. But that addresses, you know, a hole that you had on the offensive side of the ball. You lose two tight ends and, you know, Riley Williams, Elijah Roy, a third, and Cam McCormick as well. So three tight ends that had a lot of snaps last year. I know you bring back Elijah Lofton, but that's a position of need. And you see in the secondary, kind of overhauled the entire secondary, brought in multiple guys in multiple positions. And, you know, kind of the cherry on top was Xavier Lucas. Obviously, they had to go through, you know, a lot with the Wisconsin ordeal. Yeah. But at the end of the day, he's going to be enrolling in Miami, you know, starting tomorrow. And they're super excited with the additions, you know, they brought in on offense and defense. And I do think, like you mentioned, it's crucial to parlay both a high school and transfer portal class together to find success in recruiting in this day and age college football. But I think Mario Cristobal and those guys out there are doing a great job of, you know, using both the high school and transfer portal ranks to really bolster that Miami Hurricanes team.
Yeah, and I agree with you. I mean, because you look at the transfer portal and some of the guys that they've got. Remember, a different center the last couple of years, Lee 2 years ago. Yeah, one of the best one last year as well. James Brockmeyer comes in from TCU to kind of fill that need, because that's always a need. David Blay, a guy who I think is going to be a big-time type of kid, big offensive tackle. kid, Charles Brantley, who I've had an opportunity to watch in the past at Venice High School before he went off to Michigan State. This kid's a big-time cornerback, which, as you mentioned, they need. And Zechariah Poizer, who comes from Jacksonville State, another guy who in the secondary. And I know that you know as well as I do, Zuby. I mean, the secondary will get a lot of criticism when the front seven's not doing well. And last year, after the Ball State game, the front seven kind of went downhill a little bit, and it kind of opened up a lot of, a lot of wounds. Have they addressed everything this year? Because linebacker, as well, you know as well as I do. I mean, last year I thought that Mauanoa underperformed from the year before. I don't think they had the great play. Have they addressed that? Have they addressed some of the needs up front as well?
I feel like for the most part, you know, they've addressed everything they wanted to. Obviously, you're not going to hit on every single transfer portal guy that you go after. But, you know, Miami did a great job of, you know, finding out, you know, which guys they want, go after them early in the portal, and then landed. You guys, you know, like you mentioned, David Blake, a guy from La Tech that I think is going to be awesome, as well as Charles Brantley, a veteran defensive back. And one thing I do really like that I want to mention, a lot of these defensive backs that they brought in, Zechariah Poizer, Xavier Lucas, you know, the young man from Arizona, the cornerback from Washington State, all of these guys have multiple years of eligibility left. So it's not going to be a one-and-done guy and he's out of the program, similar to what we saw with, you know, Amish Powell of the world. These guys are going to be in Miami the next two to maybe even 3 years. So you're bringing in guys with multiple years of eligibility that's going to be able to impact your program for years to come. And, you know, obviously, like I said, you're not going to hit on every single portal guy, but you have to also think, hey, there's a spring transfer portal window too. A lot of moving pieces, you know, still in place. So we're going to see what guys Miami, you know, adds in the spring. And I do think you'll see about three or four guys, maybe exit and enter the program in the spring. So, you know, this day and age of recruiting, it's never over till, you know, the season starts and they kick off the ball in the fall.
No doubt. Before I let you go, Malachi Toney, is he a plug-and-play kid right away?
Yeah, I think Malachi Toney can come in and make an impact instantly. He's one of the guys that, you know, I wrote a story about, one of the four freshmen that I can see, you know, finding a way into that receiver room, that two deep rotation. You lose six of your top, you know, pass catchers from last season, so somebody has to step up. And I think a guy like that who's coming in early, even though he's a year, you know, younger than everybody, you speak to everyone around the American Heritage program, and they say absolutely great things about him. You ask about, you know, him in the Miami program, and they say, hey, this is a guy we think can make the impact for a long time at Coral Gables. So I think he has everything it takes to be a star in Miami. I think we see that early when he gets down there.
We know, and we know he could be lethal in the Wildcat too, as we saw him complete 15 straight passes in the state title game. Zuby, let everybody know how they can follow you, because you do great work, and not only that, you've got a lot of content coming up over the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, so you can find all of my articles and stories at canesport.com, and then Twitter as well, canesport, and then my personal Twitter, where I tweet out some stuff at Zuby Charles, I-Z-U-B-E-E, Charles, C-H-A-R-L-E-S on X, and Instagram as well at canesport for all our content.
Good stuff. Who wins tonight?
It's tough to say, but I got to go to Ohio State, man. Those guys are rolling up there in Columbus. But if it can end in a tie, I hope it ends in a tie, but then with the Buckeyes.
Good stuff. Zuby, I can't thank you enough. As always, we'll catch up soon.
Thank you, Blue.
Good stuff. That wraps up hour number one. It went along quick. Please do not go away. We've got a whole four guests coming up. We're going to talk about that title game tonight in just a few minutes. Don't go away.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
You might think financial crime is all about money, but sometimes it ends in murder. I'm Nicole Lappin, host of Money Crimes, a Crime House original podcast. Each episode features a thrilling story about the dark side of finance and how to protect yourself from it. Follow and listen to Money Crimes, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.